I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Goth Eater. The name Goth originally referred to a group of civilizations which fought with the Roman Empire. When the thinkers of the Renaissance judged the post-Roman architecture of the Middle Ages, they called it Gothic, in an attempt to insult it and suggest it was barbaric. When tastes came back around and those cathedrals were beloved again, the Gothic aesthetic was romanticized, and the name was later given to a genre of dark literature. Gothic novels led to Gothic films, and in post-punk Britain, a fashion and music scene also adopted the name Goth. This dark aesthetic and rejection of gender norms was wildly popular, and when Japan in the 80s experienced Lolita, its own new fashion movement that rejected gender norms and embraced Victorian dress, it was a match made in heaven. Eventually, the two were combined into Gothic Lolita. Gothita is a cute little psychic-type Pokemon which resembles a little baby or doll in a Gothic Lolita dress style, specifically the abundance of black and white ribbons and bows. Pokemon Black explains, "The ribbon-like feelers increase their psychic power. They are always staring at something." And Pokemon White says, "They intently observe both trainers and Pokemon. Apparently they are looking at something that only Gothita can see." This idea of Gothita staring like a pet cat at some invisible demon we can't see is nicely spooky, appropriate for a Pokemon based on a form of horror literature. The name Gothita, of course, comes from Gothic Lolita, the Japanese fashion niche, while the Japanese name is Gothima, a combination of Gothic with the Japanese word Yochimu, which is a type of precognitive dream. For now, Gothita seems to be seeing unseen things in our world. Later, it will begin to truly see the future when, at level 32, it evolves into Gotharita. Standing a little taller and with more human proportions, Gotharita exaggerates the Gothic Lolita appearance, with a hem like a dress, a big hairdo, even more bows, and red lips and dismissive eyes. The dark aesthetic of Goths is similar, and sometimes paired with, the modern witch. The concept of the witch is millennia old, even mentioned in the Bible, though the modern idea of witchcraft is rooted in untrue historical myths from the same self-serving narratives which first coined the term Gothic. Just as any architecture which wasn't classic Roman was looked down upon, any older societal practice was seen as pagan and heretical. Some of Gotharita's Pokédex entries resemble shock stories of witchcraft. Pokemon Black told us, "They use hypnosis to control people and Pokemon. Tales of Gotharita leading people astray are told in every corner." And Black 2 and White 2 tell us, "According to many old tales, it creates friends for itself by controlling sleeping children on starry nights." Gotharita's association with stars doesn't stop at the aesthetic of a starry sky. While Gothita was seeing unseen things, Gotharita delves further into Lovecraftian cosmic horror. Pokemon Shield tells us, "On nights when the stars shine, this Pokemon's psychic power is at its strongest. It's unknown just what link Gotharita has to the greater universe." And Pokemon White says, "Starlight is the source of their power. At night, they mark star positions by using psychic power to float stones." The English name Gotharita continues Gothita's trend, this time combining Goth with Senorita, as this is a young lady. The Japanese name is also on trend, with Gothimiru incorporating Miru, the Japanese verb to see. A Senorita is not quite yet a Senora, and this Pokemon has one more evolution to go. At level 41, it can become Gothitelle. Gothitelle is taller and more elegant, resembling a slender woman in a long black dress with an elaborate head crest, like an extravagant hairdo, tied in many bows. Pokemon Black says, "Starry skies, thousands of light years away, are visible in the space distorted by their intense psychic power." And Alpha Sapphire tells us, "They can predict the future from the placement and movement of the stars. They can see trainers' lifespans." This is the realization of Gothita's promise of a Pokemon that has precognitive visions, as well as Gotharita's connection to the stars. Using the stars to divine the future has existed for more than 2,000 years at least, evolving from the very real practice of using astronomical calendars to predict seasons for agricultural purposes. Famously, the Maya had extremely elaborate astrological calendars, which concluded a cycle in 2012, leading many to speculate they foretold an apocalypse. Modern astrology is often associated with modern witchcraft. Gothitelle, however, does a little more than give vague life advice in the newspaper. Pokemon Scarlet says, "Gothitelle unleashes psychic energy and shows opponents dreams of the universe's end. These dreams are apparently ethereal and beautiful." Pokemon Violet says, "It gazes at the stars to predict the future. It acts somewhat detached because it has seen the end of all existence." And if this sounds scary, you'd be right. Pokemon Shield tells us, "A criminal who was shown his fate by a Gothitelle went missing that same day and was never seen again." Welcome back. Does Andy remember Gen 5 Pokemon?
I don't know if there was a 2 in there, but if so, does he have any thoughts about him?
Gothita.
I didn't really want to talk about Gothita. I think this was a really good Moyles episode, and I'm very upset. And I think you should approach him for comment on Gothita.
I think I will. I'll ambush him with it at some point. Closer to
this
the
is
time.
It feels more Moyles' vibe, I imagine. You know, all dressed in black.
But he seemed really down on it.
I know. It was a confusing incident, and one that we need to hold him account for. So, yeah, please do ambush him in a dark street dressed as Gothita, or maybe Gothitelle. That one looks more intense and spooky.
Why is it pure psychic and not psychic dark?
Or even like, it kind of looks like it should be a ghost, I reckon.
It could be a bit ghost. Maybe not Gothita, but by the end it should be ghost. All goths want to be ghosts.
Maybe that's it. They want to be ghosts, but they can't do it.
That's what they're so sad about.
Somehow, but if anything, that means their type should be normal, and they should just be really disappointing.
The name Gothitelle, as well as the Japanese name Gothirusel, seems to refer to Mademoiselle, switching from Spanish to French for this final adult form. As France was the origin of what we now call Gothic architecture, this feels appropriate in a coming full circle kind of way. The names may also derive from the Pokémon's ability to foretell. Pokémon Sword tells us, "It has tremendous psychic power, but it dislikes conflict. It's also able to predict the future based on the movement of stars." This is ironic, as Gothitelle has been particularly effective on the competitive scene, thanks to the ability Shadow Tag, which prevents the enemy from escaping battle. Combined with effective moves and strong attacking stats, it's easy to predict the opponent will faint. I've always been a little too outgoing and a little too fond of colours to really be a goth. That said, I love reading Bram Stoker, Mary Shelley, and H.P. Lovecraft, and I grew up permanently in sight of two enormous churches with tall stone steeples covered in statues and gargoyles. I'm embarrassed it took me until now to truly learn what the word goth means. Original music for Luke Loves Pokemon is by Jonathan Cromie, and artwork for the podcast is by Katie Groves. Funding is provided by listeners at patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. For just $1 a month, supporters can listen to episodes a week early and also help cover hosting and fees, making it possible for me to keep making episodes every week. I love hearing from listeners. Get in touch about upcoming Pokemon on Twitter or Facebook at LukeLovesPKMN. Drop a comment if you're watching the video, or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Coming up are Solosis and Ducklet, so please get in touch about those or any other monsters. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Gothita, and remember, I love you too.